There are countless jobs that make a society function. What does it mean to perform a certain occupation? What are the day-to-day activities? This is Community Connections, and I'm your host, Heather Rose, and together, we aim to find out. Hi, this is Heather Rose of Community Connections, a program that chronicles the functions and everyday activities of the myriad roles we find in society. Joining us today is Dwayne Yancey, executive editor of Cardinal News. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, good to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining the show. Well, first off, can our listeners get a little background about yourself?
Sure. I was with the Roanoke Times for 39 years. I suppose that's the most relevant part. I was there as a reporter and editor, and then the last seven as editorial page editor until I left in August 2021 to help launch Cardinal News in September 2021.
Oh, really? So that leads us to the next question of, can you explain the origin story of Cardinal News?
Sure. Do you want the short version or the long version?
The long version.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I'll give you the short version, then I'll give you the long version. The short version is many of us involved with the launch of Cardinal were with the Roanoke Times and watched with dismay as newspapers shrank and decided to leave to do something about it. The somewhat longer version, I should not leave out my comrade, Lou Ann Reif, our executive director. We have two slightly different origin stories that soon converged, but we were both at the Roanoke Times. I was there, as you just heard, as editorial page editor. She was there as the healthcare reporter. And in the spring of 2021, there were yet another round of layoffs. And in the aftermath of that, there was a staff meeting to organize with a smaller staff. And we were told straight up that there would no longer be any capacity for in-depth reporting.
What? When was this?
Well, smaller staff, you can't do as much.
Yeah, but when was this?
Spring of 2021, April 2021, to be precise. So at that point, Lou Ann decided to retire. Her retirement did not last long. About a week later, she was approached by a small family foundation in Blacksburg that she was acquainted with. And the fellow there was very unhappy about the state of the local news business and said, I'll give you $100,000 a year if you can start something. Well, you can't start something for $100,000 a year, but it sure looked good when you go around to other potential donors to say, we've already got this commitment.
Mm-hmm.
My breaking point was same time, slightly different thing. As part of that reorganization, the paper decided to eliminate the political beat and that we'd just be picking up all the political coverage from the sister paper in Richmond, the Richmond Times-Dispatch, which might be fine coverage, is fine coverage. But, you know, they're not covering our legislators or our issues.
Yeah.
And I'm a longtime political junkie. And so I started thinking, well, gosh, you know, do I know enough people that I can try to put something together? Well, very quickly, my path crossed with Lou Ann's. We joined forces and we raised money and launched in September 2021.
That's awesome. So what is your role in the organization?
Well, I'm the executive editor. Lou Ann is the executive director, be akin to a publisher, tending to the business side of the operation. We're a nonprofit, so that basically means, you know, we go out and raise money. So she's the point person on that. I oversee our news staff. We have, at the moment, seven reporters, and we have funding for an eighth that we hope will soon be on board. Also have a managing editor, copy editor, and a whole bunch of freelancers. So we give off the appearance of being bigger than we really are sometimes. But we started with two reporters in September 2021, and now we're up to seven, soon to be eight.
So oh, yeah.
Some sense of the growth there.
That's great. Well, I was really impressed by your website. What can one find on the Cardinal News website?
I suppose the main thing to know about us, first of all, we're at cardinalnews.org. We are a regional news site covering the western third of Virginia. So, that is our focus. that, you know, Southwest and South Side. It's sort of the core of our coverage would be politics and the economy. We say politics, economy. You know, we cover the politics, economy, and culture of the region. We've got reporters in Bristol, Martinsville, Danville. We have a political reporter in Richmond. We have a business reporter. We have a technology reporter. We have an education reporter. We will soon have a healthcare reporter. So those are the topics we're covering. We're not so much covering sports, and we don't really do, courts and crime. Our job is to look at sort of in-depth stories facing the region that, newspapers are no longer doing. So I'm not sure when you plan to air this, but on the day that we're talking, our main story is about the proposal. The governor would like to see Virginia add a small modular nuclear reactor. This is a new species of nuclear reactor that would be much smaller than the ones we're accustomed to. He would like to see at least one of these in Southwest Virginia. There are folks in far Southwest Virginia who think that's a great idea. There are others who don't. But there's a group in far Southwest that has identified some sites that they would like to see a nuclear reactor at. And so we're in the process of looking at what those sites are all about.
Well, yeah, I saw that on your website. And there's some problems with some of the, because it's near some areas with people, right?
Yeah.
Well, people should be informed about that. Thank you for doing that. How do you obtain and investigate stories for Cardinal News?
First, we have reporters, the purpose of, the nuclear story we're talking about, that was written by a reporter in Bristol. So, the point of having a reporter in Southwest Virginia is to tell us what the stories there are. The point of having an education reporter is to tell us what the education stories are. So, they're out doing reporter things. Some stories, people suggest to us, like any news organization, we get news tips. But mostly it's, reporters out trying to investigate things.
Oh, cool. Well, can you tell us about the debate Cardinal News moderated recently?
Sure. We've now had two campaign forums. One was in Blacksburg with the House of Delegates candidates for House District 41, Democrat Lily Franklin, Republican Chris Obenshang. And then the one you're probably referring to was the one involving the state Senate candidates in the Roanoke Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Republican David Sugarline, Democrat Trish White Boyd. Mm-hmm. This was at the Jefferson Center last week.
Oh, yeah? So that was on your website?
Pardon me?
How did you get the news out?
We live streamed it. We announced we were having it. People could sign up for tickets. They went very quickly. We actually moved it to a bigger venue for other reasons, but then we sold out again. The tickets were free, so sold out isn't the right word, but I'm not quite sure what the appropriate word there is. So through the good graces of the Virginia Tech School of Communication, they helped us live stream it. So people can go to our website and, so you see the video feed from that evening if they happen to have, missed it live.
Oh, cool. So what were some of the questions? And who came up with the questions?
It was a mix of questions from me and readers. When people signed up for tickets, we gave them the opportunity to suggest questions.
That's cool.
I'm guessing probably half came from them. Some came from me. There's a lot of overlap. A lot of readers had questions about abortion. Well, that was a question I was going to ask anyway. So was that my question or a reader question? Yes.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, how can our listeners get involved or donate?
They can go to cardinalnews.org. We do a free daily newsletter. We actually now have 5 newsletters. We have and all of them are free, and the website's free. There is no paywall. First people can sign up for the daily newsletter or any of the weekly newsletters. We do a weekly digest for those who don't want it daily. We do a weekly weather email, a weekly events newsletter, and a weekly political newsletter. And in terms of donating, there's a big button on the site that you can click and donate money.
Awesome. What does a typical workday look like for you?
Sure. Well, we're all virtual. We have no physical office. In fact, we've never all been in the same place at the same time. So, you know, we've got people in Roanoke, Lynchburg, Bristol, Martinsville, Danville, Richmond. You know, we're all over. You know, we have a morning staff meeting virtually, you know, every day at 10, just to, you know, regroup, see where we are. And then we keep in touch through the day with Google Chat.
Well, cool. Well, we all have challenges. What are some of your everyday challenges?
Well, knock on wood, you know, this has gone very well. So, you know, when I list challenges, you know, they are happy challenges, not unhappy challenges. You know, one is rising reader expectations. You know, when we started, people knew nothing of us and, you know, therefore expected nothing. And now that people do know us, you know, people have expectations that are sometimes, you know, higher and bigger than what we have the staff to do. Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, you know, that's probably true for any news organization that, you know, there are always more good stories out there than people to do them. So, you know, that is one challenge. You know, raising money is a challenge. You know, we've done very well on that, but you know, that's how we live. Like I said, you know, we don't have a paywall. You know, we don't sell subscriptions. You know, it's all based on donations from, you know, readers giving small amounts to, you know, grants and philanthropy at, you know, much larger levels.
Raising money is a big challenge.
Yeah. I'm sure y'all understand that as well.
Oh, yeah. We're a 501c3 too.
Yeah. So we're, you know, same as y'all.
Heck yeah. Well, let's end on a hopeful note. What do you see as hopeful in the world of Cardinal News?
People should not confuse the decline of newspapers with the decline in the interest in news. I'm very hopeful about the news business. I liken it to music. You know, we used to get music in a physical format, you know, a vinyl record, mm-hmm. and then later CDs. Now, you know, music is primarily consumed through streaming. Mm-hmm. The interest in music has not gone away, just the delivery format has changed. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the news business. You know, the physical product of a dead tree that's run through a press and delivered to your doorstep every day is going away. That is not how people choose to consume their news. But mm-hmm. the interest in news remains very strong. Mm-hmm. So I'm very hopeful. You know, it's going to take a long time before things balance out. But, you know, local news is not dying. It's just, you know, being reborn in a different way.
Heck yeah. I like that. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I would invite your readers to, you know, take a look at us at cardinalnews.org. And, you know, they ought to donate to you all. And, you know, we would love them to donate to us as well. But, yeah, at the very least, they can sign up for our newsletters.
Heck yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. This is Community Connections. You have been listening to Dwayne Yancey, Executive Editor of Cardinal News. And I'm Heather Rose with Radio Free Roanoke 95.7 FM.
This is Dwayne Yancey, Executive Editor of Cardinal News. And you are listening to WROELP Roanoke.